RTL Original Podcast.
Welcome back to Song 2, the segment where we make a bold claim. The second track on an album is often the real key to the record, the song that locks you in, sets the tone, or flips expectations. Today, we're testing that theory with someone who knows all about building an album's tension and release, Jenny Beth, musician, actor, and former frontwoman of the electrifying band Savages. Jenny has a gift for sequencing songs that feel like carefully staged dramas. Let's see if Jenny is on board or not.
Hello, I'm Jenny Beth, and you're listening to Today Radio.
So, Jenny Beth, is the second song on an album the best or most important? And if not, why not?
I never thought about the second song, to be honest, on an album. My number has always been the number 7. Since I was a teenager listening to records, I always looked for the number 7. And I don't know why, really, but it was always my favourite, really, song. Do I have to give you examples?
No, you don't have to give examples, but it comes up often, number 7. Number 3 is quite popular, and a lot of people talk about the first track on the B-side of an LP being their favourite as well. First and second get a good number of recommendations, but I guess what I'm talking about is how much effort you're putting into track listing, telling a story, and the ebb and flow of the record.
I think records are still important, you know. I think they still mark an era, an epoch, you know, or even the fact that, you know, last summer with Charlie XCX becoming so big and suddenly there was this sort of word Brat Summer going around. It was around an album, you know. So that quite satisfies me because I like the format of an album, and I think for an artist to make an album is, you know, it's finishing a piece of work. It's like a painter doing an exhibition, or it's like, you know, it's a landmark, you know, to do the album. So I still believe in albums. I still think they are important. And the order of songs obviously matters to me, but it's just an exercise that you do at some point, trying to figure out the journey. I don't do it from the start. I just listen randomly, and then when I like a connection between two songs, I just keep it, you know. I just knew for this record that I wanted the record to start with a scream. That was my certainty. So that's why Broken Rib had to start the record for that reason.